Well, one of the issues that will dominate the political agenda this week will be climate change policy. The government is expected to announce its post-2020 emissions reduction targets to be presented to the Paris summit later this year. Labor still hasn't put a figure on its own emissions reduction aspirations, but it has pledged to significantly increase renewables in the nation's power generation mix. But the government has seized on old Labor modelling that shows the impact on the economy if emissions were to be cut by between 40 and 60%. Both the government and Labor say they are committed to preventing 2 degrees of warming. The question is how? We're joined now by the Environment Minister, Greg Hunt.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. This modelling was done well before the last election. Our climate change, the Climate Change Authority back then said that the 40 to 60% cut would be required to meet a bipartisan goal of preventing 2 degrees of warming. Are you not committed to 2 degrees, to the 2 degree figure?
Well, we want a good global agreement and we want that outcome. But what we see here is that over recent weeks, Labor aligned itself specifically through an amendment at its conference with the Climate Change Authority targets of minus 40 to minus 60%.
But nothing specific was adopted.
Well, actually, an amendment to section 249 of the Labor Party conference was expressed, clear and absolute. What does that mean? That means $600 billion on Labor's modelling for Labor's target using Labor's carbon tax by 2030, $5,000 almost, over $4,900 per family per year by 2030, and a 78% increase in wholesale electricity prices on a $209 carbon tax. Their modelling, their figures,
well, we'll
their
get to
target.
The modelling in a minute, but the conference didn't adopt the 40 to 60% figure.
Well, let me refer you to Amendment 249A of the ALP conference. Express, clear, absolute. I know they're trying to run from their own decision. Around the country, they have been trumpeting the 40 to 60% figure. And now, the moment they're called to account on it, they're ashamed, they're trying to hide it, and yet the figures are there. They're modelling, their figures,
well, they say they haven't, well, they
nearly
say they
$5,000 per household.
They say they haven't committed to a figure, but nonetheless.
Well, what is their figure then?
Well, they haven't put it out yet.
It
that's
is.
The point.
Minus 40 to minus 60, which they've trumpeted since the conference.
Nonetheless, this modelling was done before the last election.
By Treasury and the Department of Industry.
Exactly. And they said that to prevent 2 degrees of warming, 40 to 60% would be necessary. So you're saying that 40 to 60% is too much?
Look, Australia has to do its fair share. It has to be strong and it has to be credible. But what we see here is the ALP has officially adopted a figure of minus 40 to 60%.
Now, they can play that argument goes round and round because
games of sophistry, but they have been trumpeting that figure right around the country. And what does it mean for families? Because this is what really matters. It means over $4,900 per year by 2030, 78% increase in wholesale electricity prices, and more than $200 carbon tax.
That modelling is now nearly 4 years old. It doesn't include any change in the emissions mix that we've seen, the decline in the electricity demand due to the decline in manufacturing and the big increase in renewables. So, I mean, it's government does modelling, but it doesn't necessarily it doesn't relate to what's happening now.
Well, this is Labor's own modelling of their own policy using their own carbon tax.
It's 4 years
it couldn't
old
be
now.
Stronger and clearer. It's not that old, but more to the point. If they have different figures, produce it. Because what have they been doing here?
Well, they are the
saying
opposition.
One thing
you're
to
the
public, and the moment they are called to account, they are denying their policy and denying the impact. Here's the choice for Australians. Do we want strong and credible action, but with a massive electricity price on the one hand, or without on the other? We have a very different approach. We've already seen the most, arguably the most effective emissions reduction fund auction in the world. They have a massive electricity tax that's coming, whether it's fixed or floating. This is using their floating price of over $200 per tonne.
Well, let's focus on
families
what you're going
will
to
pay.
You're the government. You're going to come out with your commitments in the lead up to Paris this week. Now, presumably, you won't say what they are, but are you still committed to keeping temperatures below the 2 degree mark?
Well, this is a global goal to
be
achieved.
But what is your goal? Are you still committed to it?
No, we are part of that global goal, but that doesn't mean we necessarily adopt these targets in any way, shape, or form.
Well, how do you get there then if you don't adopt real targets?
Well, what the Paris conference will do is bring the world significantly towards that outcome. The French, to their absolute credit, have set the goal of making real progress towards the 2-degree target. And we support, endorse and embrace that. But what we see here is two very different paths. One, of a nearly $5,000 per household hit. The other, where we see that we are making credible, strong, effective reductions in emissions through directly targeting emissions reductions.
Well, I think we can make those judgments once we know what your aspirations are and what
theirs are. Well, we've already achieved 47 million tonnes of reductions at under $14 per tonne from what has been not just a successful auction, but a stunningly successful approach, as opposed to massively higher electricity prices, massively lower household costs. Of course, we'll deal with the cost, but we already have not just modelling. We have a real world 47 million tonne, $13.95 per tonne reduction. That's not a modelled exercise. That's the reality of a highly effective policy achieving reductions.
Just quickly, let's look at the politics. Now, polls show the government, that these latest polls are showing the government's out of touch with voters on climate change. 63% say the Abbott government should take the issue more seriously. 70% agree that coal-fired energy generation would eventually need replacing.
Well, what we see is that we need to clean up our emissions, but we need to do it in a way which is sustainable and which is acceptable and affordable.
You need to do it in a way which contains temperature increases to below 2 degrees, don't you?
Here's what's interesting. Australia is actually one of the few countries to have met and beat our Kyoto 1 targets from 2008 to 2012, to be on track to meet and beat our 2012 to 2020 targets. I remember just 18 to 24 months ago, all the critics were saying, you'll never reach your 2020 targets. Now people are realising that we were right, we had the right plan and we're doing it. Labor, by contrast, wants to bring back a carbon tax. Now, they can call it a fixed price or a floating price, but now's the time, with an election a year away, for them to be honest. But they've been caught red-handed with their hands on the income of Australian families and the electricity bills of Australian families.
Well, you know, let's talk about the politics of it again, because clearly this polling suggests that a lot of people in the community feel the government isn't doing enough. Now, do you on the one hand, you've got the community expectations there. Presumably, you've got people in your own party saying, don't go too hard, don't do too much. What sort of a goal can we expect?
The right balance is to be strong and credible, and that's what we'll achieve. But the right policy, and this is critical, is not to be driving up the cost of electricity and driving down income for families, because to your listeners and to Australians more generally, I would say that what we've seen now is that Labor's policy will result in a near $5,000 decrease in household income, a 78% increase in wholesale electricity prices.
I think we're all interested to see what your policy
is,
because presumably your aspirations are coming up.
A $600 billion hit to the national economy. Our policy couldn't be clearer. Our policy is the Emissions Reduction Fund, which has been successful, is our fundamental pillar, not just between now and 2030, but for as long as we have influence over this space. We have a clear, stable policy, which is completely upfront. Labor can't stand by their own target now. They can't stand by their own modelling. They need to be honest as to their own target and their own modelling. They've been caught red-handed.
We will see your post-2020 emissions reduction targets this week then.
That was always coming this month.
Okay, Greg Hunt, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Michael.
And that's the Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, there.